Okay, good morning. Is everybody signed in? I will call this meeting to order at 11:58. And the warrant to the members of the Congregational Church of Temple, United Church of Christ Temple, New Hampshire. You are hereby notified to meet at the church in said temple on Sunday, the 13th day of March, 2016, immediately after the church service to act upon the following subjects: nomination and election of officers and committees of said church, to hear the report on the budget for 2016 and vote on the adoption of same. Deborah Harlan, moderator. And now I have requested that Bruce Colgren moderate this meeting as a deputy moderator, and he will be taking over, but I'd like to ask Reverend Schulte for a prayer before we start.
Well, Lord God, we are your church. Help us as we move through this meeting to remember your call to us and your claim on us. Help us to remember Jesus and to give evidence of our relationship with him as we meet. And help us to remember the world that you made and love beyond these walls. May the actions and the deliberations and the decisions of this day truly reflect our love for you and our discipleship as servants of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Okay, good. I think it's afternoon. Close to it. Okay. Well, this is very emotional for all of us. Myself. I'm going to take a second. Well, it's been a few years since I've been here to be privileged enough to moderate. My fellow Christian friends. So, I'd ask you today just to remember that we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. And hopefully we'll all be in heaven someday together. So put aside our differences. We're allowed to have differences, but put aside the differences and work together as a family. Agree to disagree, do it civilly. Love one another, like Jesus wants us to. All right. Now when the moderator stops crying, you can move forward. You know, all the years moderating the town, was the list of, the litany of rules and for the church, the years that I moderated the church, that was always so simple, because we didn't need to have those rules. We already knew the rules. We knew how to behave and how to act. Town meeting's a little different. So I'll just state a few rules, but they're obvious ones. You guys already know. And I want to just keep in mind that I never followed Robert's rules, but I've always used them as a guideline, but never been held to that. And I just would say that when you speak, please raise your hand and be called on by the moderator, and that all motions from the floor would have a second. And we'll have an affirmative vote by saying aye and a negative vote by saying nay. If we could avoid addressing each other, unless it's to tell them you love them, and address the questions to the chair. So that being said, I would like to move forward with this meeting. So we've heard the warrant. Thank you, Deborah. The first item of business is the nomination and election of all officers, committees of said church. So,
Bruce, can I have a point of order?
Yes, sir.
Could we be told how many active members are here today?
I counted 34 signatures.
34 signatures.
Thank
you. Smart.
Yes, I do believe this meeting is being recorded and we need to know that for sure.
Yes, thank you for reminding me again. I got caught up in the moment. The meeting, I believe, is being recorded. I don't know who pushed the button to record, but
push the button this time?
Did we push the button this time? Yeah, I think that happened once before, but we're going to have to push the button. Is there any objections to the meeting being recorded? Marty?
We have a perfectly capable stenographer administrator who's done an excellent job in the past. I see no reason for it to be recorded this time around. We have one in the past.
I want to record it.
Okay, Rob?
There are two reasons for recording. One is to ensure accurate record keeping, but another one is that there are many people who are unable to come today and who have requested the ability to hear what goes on. And so that's another reason for recording. I think if we need to, we should have a vote.
Yeah, well, that would be the next point. Is there any more discussion about the recording of the meeting? Mr. Lapsley.
I make a motion the meeting be recorded.
I second.
Okay. So a vote in the affirmative would mean that we would like the meeting to be recorded, and a vote in the negative would mean we would not. Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed by saying nay.
Nay.
Okay. I think the ayes have it. So the meeting is going to be recorded. And so has somebody done that?
I'd like to make it obvious that it is not the leadership that is recording that at this time, the present leadership. I want it stated that it's not the present leadership.
Okay. Do we have that in the...
Bruce?
Yeah. Yes, Marty.
I would ask that the recording be kept in the office so those who need to get it can come to the office to listen to it rather than just have it passed all around the community.
Why?
It's a church meeting and all the ministers should be kept in the church office.
This is a community church.
Well, would you like to make a
motion that the minutes, recorded minutes be kept in the office, made available to anybody in the church.
And is there, you have a second? Okay. Yep. Point of order.
Question. I just need to ask a question. So that's fine to have it available in the church. I would think that that's where it would be. So I'm not sure I understand what the problem is. That, you know what I mean? I don't know, why wouldn't it be kept in the archives? Because it's minutes, right? So I don't understand.
I think the point is she wants it only in the church office and not available to us as an electronic recording.
I don't know.
Marty, maybe you can answer that question from Vicki.
I just want to address that, Vicki. I believe that, you know, if it's kept in somebody's home, it's not readily available. If it's in the office, then anybody can come to it. If it's kept in somebody's private home, it's not.
Okay. So, everybody hearing that, if you vote in the affirmative, then that's how we're going to move forward with the recording.
One more question about it.
No problem.
I don't think anybody has a problem with that.
Okay.
I don't have any problems with that.
Okay.
All those in favor of your motion, Marty, say aye.
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 All opposed?
Could you read the motion?
Yeah. The motion is to have the recording of the meeting be kept in-house,
available
to everybody, but kept in-house in the church. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's unclear, Bruce. That's ambiguous. It should be made available to everyone at the church office upon request or something like that.
And or on the website.
Yeah, website.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well.
Can I just give an example of why?
Sure.
For people who can't get out, maybe like Dick, if he wants to hear what happened today, he could hear the whole thing without, and he could filter it however, or people, Barbara's not here, so they could hear it, and that's, they hear what we're hearing. You know,
I think the concern is that it's church business and not the world's business.
Yes, Peter.
This is a public document. We are a public meeting. Anybody is allowed to come to this meeting. We live in an electronic age. I would like to amend your motion saying it's available at the church and on the website.
So we should vote on, Marty, your motion first. We vote them on in order as they come.
It would be an amendment.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. But we haven't voted on her motion yet.
You wouldn't vote on the motion unless, if it's to be amended, you would vote on it after the amendment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know if that's... Yeah. You know, I guess we can do that. All right, well, so the motion to amend her motion. Don't know whether you've ever amended a motion. all those in favor, I say aye. All opposed? Okay, well, the amendment passed to Marty's original motion, which is to have the recording available not only to the church, but on the internet and to the general public. Is that correct to saying that? All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, that motion is a vote in the affirmative, and I so declare it. Is it already on? Do we know?
Yeah. I also have a recorder.
I'd run over there, but I know nothing about the equipment, so I'd be running over blind.
What do you
mind? The recording, is the button?
No.
Is it not?
No.
It's not on.
No.
So I guess I'll walk over and turn it on. I've never seen the equipment before.
No,
but
no. The recording was done this morning by the service. There's no recording there now.
So. But we wanted to record this meeting right now. Just tell me what button to push. I'm not afraid.
It's on.
Okay.
Yeah, we're ready.
That's just not
okay. Now we're being recorded. Okay, guys. Now, the first order of business is the nomination and election of officers and committees of said church. Okay. So this process is going to be lengthy. There is many vacancies on many committees. And I guess we start at the top, which would be moderator. Yes, Devin.
I would move to nominate Bruce Colburn as the moderator for 2016.
I second it.
Point of order.
Yes, Rob.
One question is whether there are any people here who are attending who would like to have their membership restored but did not contact the office in the 2 weeks after the mediation. So if anyone is in that case, I think the congregation could invite them back to be active voters. And so would you please ask if there's anyone who is attending today who did not have their membership restored but would like to have it restored? And if so, it could be done by voting the membership. Please.
Yeah, that I'll do that. I don't know as far as the nominating process. It's kind of off topic, but it's... But I guess it could affect that, so I understand where you're coming from. And you have a second on that motion?
Yeah, I have a
second from Peter? Okay.
And we have a draft motion.
Point of order.
Sure. Yes.
We have a nomination on the floor, and it was seconded.
Mm-hmm.
We need to act on what's on the floor before we do any other business.
We also have to live under the court settlement.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just ask if anyone's in that place, otherwise we'll let it go.
Yeah, I understand, and I appreciate what you're saying about the motion on the floor. But how many people could it be? Is there anybody here that was not reinstated to a membership that wished to do so? Okay, hearing none, I'm moving forward. You have nominated yours truly. Is there anybody else that would like to be moderator? Viv?
Well, I can speak to that. I've spoken with Bruce, and I'd be happy to be his assistant moderator anytime he couldn't make the council or like that. I would happily do that. So I would respectfully ask you to support Bruce.
Just a question. Bruce, I'm sorry. Does that have to be legally voted on, or can that be done on an ad hoc basis during the year? That Steve would be a deputized?
It's a good question. I'm standing here before you today, and Debbie deputized me, and I don't know where that is in the bylaws. I think we're going on a leap of faith, and for the right causes. And
In town government, the moderator has the power to appoint an assistant moderator, and that assistant moderator has
correct.
All the powers of the moderator.
Correct. And I don't know where we stand with the church bylaws, but in the town, you are correct. Yes, Peter.
Just to clarify, so in that case, 1 month you could have him deputize, another month you could have Debbie deputize here. It's an ongoing, it can change, is that what you're saying, Steve? It's an ongoing.
Yes.
It can change.
Okay. Yes.
It can vary during the year.
And if it becomes a problem, someone else, obviously,
that's right.
A chairman of a committee could be deputized to be the
moderator. Okay. Yeah, I just want to clarify. Council
yeah.
meeting is an ongoing variable process.
Yeah, yeah. No, I certainly, Deborah's stepping down, and she has her reasons, and the church thanks her for her service. Yeah. Gotcha. I asked Steve if he'd like the position. I was hoping Steve would take it, and he didn't. So I thought, being a past moderator of both the town and the church, I'd be doing the church, be helping the church if I helped in that capacity. And I'm willing to do the job if you elect me. And Steve's willing to help me, which makes it even easier. Seeing how there is so many council meetings, it's a lot of commitment. So I think I consider Steve and myself both very fair, impartial, level-headed for the people, moderators, and I think we'd be a good tandem, good team for the church, and work well together. So. Yep, Rob? Yes, Rob?
Well, hearing no further nominations, I move that we accept Bruce Colburn as moderator of the church.
Second.
And Stephen as assistant moderator.
Seconded by Donna Quinn. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed by saying nay. I love you.
I would like the church gathered here to perhaps put a time limit on this meeting as we get into this, understanding that we could meet again next Sunday or at a date where everyone can be here again, because it's doubtful we'll get through all the work that we have on this within a reasonable amount.
We have a lot of work to do just in the first order of business of the nominating, and I hear you. Depends how late everybody wants to be here. Yes, Rob?
Okay. I'd like to make a motion. As the majority of positions that we're now about to elect are currently vacant, and due to the current and past problems and conflict in the church, I move that the members of the church request a clean slate for nominations, that nominations for 2016 begin with a clean slate, and that all incumbent positions be vacated.
Did everybody hear that motion?
I second
that.
No.
It
wasn't you. Hello? It wasn't. Okay. Did everybody hear Rob's motion on the floor?
No.
Okay. I'm going to give you the layman's version. Basically, Rob wants a clean slate of all the current boards that are filled and to start fresh. So there's only a few people, but those people were elected in previous years, and that's Rob's motion, to start fresh and clean slate, basically. So I'm assuming there'll be some discussion there.
Yes.
For Sandy.
If we're going to follow our bylaws, that cannot happen. There are people who were elected whose terms have not run out. If you're going to follow your bylaws, you've got to live by that.
Anybody else?
Can we kick them?
Peter?
Yeah, the bylaws clearly state that the congregation does rule the church.
Yes, and we spent a year listening to how we need to follow the bylaws, and now you're going to break them. I'm done. Goodbye.
We're just having a
point
discussion.
Of order, please.
Yes.
Please, Bruce Colbert.
Yes.
Maybe Gary could even offer a prayer right now. I'm really needing it. Please.
Sir, please.
Reverend Schultz, please.
First of all, let's just take a breath. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Speak to our hearts. Help us to know your will and your way. And help us to be faithful to the one who calls us here. In his name we pray. Amen.
Does everyone understand the motion on the floor? Mm-hmm. Is there anybody that has a question about the motion on the floor?
Yeah. Jim? Bruce, this is a tough motion.
It is.
Really a tough motion. Is there some way a motion, if it's passed, could be subject to review by a legal person comparing it to our bylaws? And if the motion is in violation of the bylaws, then the motion would be voided. Is this a possibility? I don't know how to vote for it if it's against the bylaws.
It's a great question. That's a great question.
It's really a catch-22.
Yeah, Michelle.
There's very, very few people that have been elected that are still viable, and I don't see re-elected them. And there's other openings, so I don't think it's needed personally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think that's it.
Marty.
As Debbie just said, the bylaws are way outdated. A group of people that have worked 18 months to straighten them out. A year ago, we blew those out of the water and kept the bylaws that do not fit the congregation as it sits today. These people are calling our many of our members here are calling us, holding us to those old bylaws for a solid year now. And now all of a sudden, to make it easier or better for them or whoever, they want to just go ahead and break them. We have Sandy and a couple others that have been voted in, as she said, and we're breaking the bylaws. Is that what we're going to do, is break them as we see fit, but not when somebody else sees fit? There's no fairness in that, and that's wrong before God. I won't be a part of this either.
Cindy?
Okay. We are held by a court document to follow our current bylaws.
Amen.
If we do not do that, we are all in breach of that court document, and we could all end up back in court. I suggest we follow the bylaws and we move on.
Thank you.
I'll get to you, Rob, because you made the motion. Let everybody else speak first. Ruthie? Try to do that for you. Yes.
No,
yes. Thank you. Yeah. Mr. Cullen.
I move to table a question.
I second it.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor to have have a clean slate for the nomination. It was by Rob Wills, seconded by
Peter
Allen. We've had a discussion. Steve Collins made a motion to table the motion, seconded by Sandy, and now we'll have more discussion, because I've never been a firm believer of immediately voting on a table that allow more discussion. So, Rob.
Thank you. A key point here is whether this motion is in accordance with or against the bylaws. I point to Article 4, which says the government of this church is vested in its members who exercise the right of control in all its affairs. That means that this meeting, the highest court essentially of the church, the highest governance of the church, has the ability to overrule something like a past election, especially in this extraordinary circumstance. I agree with Jim that this could perhaps be better if we had legal review, But it is absolutely not black and white that this is against the bylaws, this motion. The membership of this meeting has the power to do virtually anything, including, of course, changing the bylaws. Thank you.
Peter?
I just wanted to make the point that this is the most extraordinary thing about this gathering is that we're here gathered together, and the point about a congregational meeting is that we get to discuss these issues. They're not emotional. They're very reasonable. They're very thoughtful, and we all need to remain calm. It's a very worthwhile deliberation to have. We can vote it down. But this is what we've been fighting for the last year, is being able to be active members, having open discussions. Some people are vehemently disagreeable. That's fine. That's what we're here for. So I just wanted to make that point, that we're here to discuss a very important issue. It's a viable motion. We can vote it down. We have that option. That's why we are a congregation. We're not a Catholic church. We're not a hierarchical church. We are vested in our members. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Cindy?
Peter, on a regular year?
Point of order.
Yeah, address me.
On a regular year, I would agree with what Peter has said, and that we have the right to do as we need to do. Right now, we are under a court order.
I have that right here, Bruce.
We have rules we have to follow, which are as permanent as a judge tells us we have to follow them. I am not comfortable being a person who signed that, breaking that court order. And it was something that was signed by many people on many different sides of this. We spent 6 hours as a congregation. We have to follow what that paper says first, because that is legal. And I'm not comfortable with anything other than that, because my name is on that paper, and I don't feel comfortable being against the law.
Jay?
When I was working at Paul Brown, we had a boss that says, come on, you all have got to get along. I was glad the structure was that this is where the power is. Thank you for whoever brought that up. Neither Gary Schulte nor the UCC tells us what to do. We are a congregational church.
Amen.
I really would be very much against having a clean slate. I understand some of the feelings for people wanting to do that. I was at a meeting where I heard with great sorrow how people felt about what was done to them. I sympathize, and my prayers go out to them. But no, I think we need to let people stay. We need to work together. You definitely, I can see by the crowd here, there is definitely going to be people with different points of view that are going to be taking key positions. I welcome them to those positions. Running this church is a full-time job, and I wish them luck. But please, let's not treat others as you have been treated. It is totally wrong.
Kitty?
I would like to know, it's been said that there's a document by the court that's been signed, and there's something in opposition to us voting on a clean slate and voting in new members. Could you read me the line that is indifferent to the article that that we just heard, saying that we could, in the highest court of our church, make decisions on this day?
It is the 13th point of the court settlement. The annual meeting will be conducted consistent with the bylaws to include an open nominating process and with all vacant positions per the bylaws being available. Mm-hmm. Vacant positions.
Right, but before that it said that we were to follow the bylaws, and I believe the interpretation we just heard sounded pretty open to interpretation. I'm just throwing it out.
This is all one statement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard it.
It's all one statement. It pertains to just the vacant positions.
Rob?
Well, I was...
Kitty, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, recent vote in of like a bunch of new deacons recently?
It can be one. The deacon can appoint the others.
Okay, so we had a bunch of deacons appointed, and we want to vote to keep them now, and not instead of wiping the clean slate.
No, we currently have no deacons. Is it six? Six, right? Six open spots available for deacons.
At least six.
Mm-hmm.
At least, according to the bylaws.
Yeah. At least six, correct.
Yep.
So we have a motion by Mr. Cullinan and seconded by Donna Quinn, I believe, or? By Cindy. Sandy. To table this motion. I think we've had enough discussion on it, and it's time to find out how the Assembly feels. I recognize your hands, but we have really beat this, and we've talked about this a lot, and there's been almost everybody here spoke, and I think it's time to vote. All those in favor of tabling this motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed by saying nay.
Nay.
Okay, well that's a vote in the affirmative, and the motion's tabled.
Just explain what table means. That's all I want to know. I don't know what table means.
Take from the table. Tabling means to disregard, to vote down a motion or an article.
Okay. So it's a limit. No, it can be untabled. It means that we choose not to address it now.
That's correct.
Okay, correct.
That's correct.
I just wanted to clarify.
Yes.
Thank you.
Back to the nominating procedure, Mr. Cullen.
Back to my request or limit on this meeting. Is there a sense in the congregation how long this meeting should go on today?
Mr. Lawson, what time do you have right now?
12:30.
12:30? What would we like to set a time limit? If we do, we should vote on this, obviously. But what would be your time where you would say, you know, I'd like to go home and have lunch and refresh?
1:30. One more hour.
Any other times? Any other thoughts?
How about now?
How about now, Heidi? Everybody laughed. That was funny.
Rick, rather than have a time limit, I suggest that we at least finish the nomination process so we know who the administration of the church will be ongoing. And then at that point, we have a vote as to whether we adjourn the meeting.
Does everybody like that idea? Because I think that might take an hour. The way we're going, it might take two. But.
So let's put this in perspective. Okay, I'm gonna turn a year older before this meeting ever ends. Seriously, and so we need to have. Let's shoot for 1:30. And to Rob's point, we can basically say, okay, if we're not done with the nominating, we can choose to extend it a little bit further. Okay.
Yeah, does everybody like that idea?
Yes.
Anybody opposed to that idea?
Nay.
Nay. Okay. Yeah. One nay.
No. Yay.
Oh, yay. Yay! Okay.
All in favor?
All right. We'll vote. It's going to be unanimous, but all those in favor, signify by saying.
Just for the purposes, what are we voting on so that she understands?
We're voting to have a time limit for the rest of this current meeting for one more hour, give or take, and we're hoping that at least we can get through the nominating process as the first point of business of order. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed by saying nay. Okay, that's unanimous. Okay, we'll see if we can do it now. So we have now, the next vacancy would be a clerk. Who was the second? Vicky? Yep. Michelle's calling. Okay. Is there any other nominations for the clerk? And you'd like the position, Michelle?
I would.
Any discussion? Any questions? Hearing none, I'll accept a motion to vote, to call the question. Yeah, another question. Seconded by Rob. Peter. All those in favor of the moving to the vote, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed by saying nay. Okay, the motion is for Michelle Cullen to be our new clerk. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed by saying nay. Okay, We have two positions filled.
Is she taking over right now?
She wants to know if you're going to take over right now. Oh, you weren't joking.
No. Technically, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Well, if you want to come up,
no.
Join the fun. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Treasurer. Do we have any nominations from the floor for treasurer? This is a 3-year term. The other terms are 1 year. This is a 3-year term.
I nominate Milan Dawa.
Okay. Seconded by Marie.
I nominate Peter Allen.
Okay, we have
I
two
second.
Nominations. Okay.
I second.
I second.
Yeah. Okay. Vivian. Yep. Okay, so we have two nominations for the position of treasurer. Is there anybody else that would like to be treasurer or would nominate?
Point of order, may we speak to these nominations?
Absolutely. Yeah. Milan was the first person nominated, so I'm going to call on him first in order. If you'd like to speak about your nomination.
No, I have no comment.
No comment. Peter.
I just want to let the congregation know that they don't know me very well, that I've worked in the corporate world for some 25 years, dealing with very complex financial vehicles and very familiar with numbers and dollars. I was the head trustee of a nonprofit library over the Seacoast, and I was also the head treasurer there for 2 years. I attend this church regularly. It is my church. I also live in town here and work out of my home, so there's very easy access. So I just wanted the congregation to know that I've had a tremendous amount of experience dealing with numbers, financial issues, and also work for nonprofits and the state dealing with the complexities of being a treasurer. Thank you.
Any other questions for the nominees? Comments? Hearing none.
I just wanted to ask if Milan wished to continue or he's relieved.
No, I'm going to serve. Okay. If that is the will of congregation, I'm going to serve. I do enjoy working with numbers. But I have not been to church for a while, and I do not know exactly that I will be able to participate fully. So I'm going to help out. But I think the will of the congregation is different. I'm going to be behind it.
Yes, Martin?
Church and the extra additional education on the budget that he's given to those of us who have been here for meetings stands alone and in dedication and service, and I think he's a highly qualified one for the job.
Vicki?
I think what Milan just said, I don't think that probably Milan really could hear or the folks with the hearing system, so sorry Milan to put you on the spot. I could just hear you. But just,
sorry,
my
mom was to you.
Yeah,
sorry.
And I just
okay. Had
to
leave
to the hearing, yes. So just what you just said about
yes.
Not being able to come.
Ruth, this one is for you.
This one is for you.
Steve Kalinin asked me if I am willing to serve as the treasurer of the congregation, and my answer was that yes, I am, if that is the will of the gathered congregation, that I enjoy very much working with these numbers.
But you also had mentioned, can I just...
Yes.
You also mentioned not being able to attend.
Well, due to the ongoing conflict, I felt that the treasurer needs to stand neutral in this. So I attended to the numbers and not to the conflict all that much. And so I had not been attending on Sundays for the past month or two, and I do not know exactly when, you know, I will begin again regularly. I operate best in peace times.
Mm-hmm.
In times of war, not so good.
Here, yes.
Yeah.
One other question, are we going to do a secret ballot?
Well, that was going to be my next question, how we were going to do this. We have voting cards. If you'd feel more comfortable with a secret ballot, do we even have a ballot box?
Yeah.
We could pass the offering trays.
If we're going to work together, can't we be willing
yeah.
to
yeah,
show?
Be transparent. Yep.
I just want to make it comfortable for everybody. I'm
I, for one, if I had a challenge with Steve and Steve had beat me, I would have been fine with what the congregation chose, myself, personally.
No such luck.
You could have beat me. So it's nice to have more than one person wanting a position. That's a good start, that we have that, and hopefully that continues through the rest of this nominating process. Hearing no objections, I would say all those in favor, at this time, we'll do Milan first, then Peter. All those in favor for Milan as treasurer, raise your voting cards. Okay, you can put those down. All those in favor of Peter Allen, raise your voting cards. Okay. 19-11, Peter Allen wins the nomination. Peter? Milan just... Oh, assistant treasurer for 1 year, Mr. Allen.
I'd like to nominate Rob Wills.
I accept the nomination.
Yes, Mr. Lawson.
If Linda Connolly would accept, I'd like to nominate Linda.
Okay.
I'd like a second.
Okay, so it's got to be
done.
Vicki. Okay, so we have two nominees again for assistant treasurer. Any discussion? Any questions to the candidates? Comments? Yes, Rob?
I would just like to say that I've been involved with church finances for many years. I'm fully familiar with them, and in my work, I have been CFO of multi-million dollar organizations. I'm very familiar with QuickBooks, and in particular, going through
Sandy?
I don't mean to be jumping ahead of myself here, but I would point out that whoever is treasurer or assistant treasurer cannot hold any other position connected with money, i.e. the trustees.
Oh, okay.
You cannot do that.
That's good.
And also, one other thing, we are now have a policy here in this church that anyone who has anything to do with money or the worship will pass a state police
criminal
background check.
Mm.
Those of us that are presently in leadership have done so. It will continue.
In that case, I withdraw. I'd rather be on trustees.
So Rob has withdrawn his request for being nominated as assistant treasurer. So we currently have one nominee in the assembly now, and that would be Linda Connolly. Any other?
I call for a motion.
Well, you have a second?
Second.
Call the question. All those in favor of calling the question signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed by saying nay. Question is called. The question is to elect Linda Connolly, assistant treasurer. All those in favor, Linda, say, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed by saying nay. It's a vote in the affirmative, and I so declare it. The next thing I have on my list is pastor. Reverend Schulte?
I know that.
I was trying to be funny because we have to lighten things up a little bit. It was on my list.
I second the motion.
Yeah. Okay, well now we're to the trustees. We currently have Jennifer Dollar, Sandra Bonatti, and Steve Cullinan. And we have two vacancies.
Point of order,
three.
I was appointed, so I no longer, at the end of this meeting, well, at this point, I no longer.
And because of that, now we have three vacancies to fill today.
Yes, correct.
Got it. Okay.
I nominate Steve Cullinan.
Liaison, if the trustees would like me to, for buildings and grounds, and that involves being their go-to person, along with whoever else ends up on that committee, if I'm elected to that committee again. I would prefer to do that and get some new blood into the trustees.
As well as it would be a conflict for you to be assistant moderator.
Yes, it would be.
Being a trustee as well. Yeah.
Clever.
Yeah. You're so smart, Steve. Yes, Michelle.
I nominate Vicki Miller for trustee.
Second.
Seconded by Peter Allen. There's one.
I'd like to nominate Sydney Thomas.
Sydney Thomas.
Seconded
by Felicia. Yes, Vicki.
I nominate Rob Wills.
Seconded by Peter Allen. Or Vicki, generally. They're both the same. Okay, so we have three. Vicki, Sydney, and Rob. Three on the floor. Three positions to fill. Anybody else? Want to throw their hat in the ring?
You're supposed to say forever hold.
Yeah, forever hold peace, yeah. Well, there's three positions and there's three nominees, so this is going to make it pretty simple. Somebody wants to make a motion to call the question. Bibb?
I call the question. I make a motion that the three nominees on the floor. I don't know how to do this.
Just call the question. And somebody second it.
Second
by Rob. All those in favor of calling the question signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed by saying nay. Okay, and our three nominees, Vicki, Sydney, and Rob. All those in favor of these three nominees for your trustees, please signify by saying aye. All opposed by saying nay. Okay, that's a vote in the affirmative, and I so declare it. Deacons. At least six deacons. Vicki?
I'd like to nominate Michelle Cohen. I second.
Second by Bill. Yes, Cindy?
I'd like to nominate Jim Lawson.
Do you have a second? Okay, well, we'll stop for a second. Jim, would you like that?
I asked if I would be a deacon, and at the time it seemed like a good idea, but further discussions with Jerry, and her health is declining, and I'm her primary caregiver. She's on oxygen 24/7. I just don't think I'm going to have the time. It's very difficult for me to get to church. And I just think that there's probably six people here that could spend a lot more time at the job than I could.
Yes, Carol.
Is that a withdrawal?
I think that's a withdrawal.
And understood.
And understood, yeah, exactly, Don. Yeah.
I'd like to nominate Vivian Wills.
Okay.
I second.
Vivian Wills.
By Carol.
Carol, yeah. Okay, so we have, how many do we have so far? Michelle and Viv? Yeah. Okay, we still have several more. Yes, Rob.
I would like to nominate Katie Quinn, or Perullo as she is now known.
Ah.
I second.
Young blood. Okay. Any other nominations? Yes, Kara.
I would like to nominate Peter Allen.
Peter Allen.
By second.
Yeah. Second right there. Yes, Sandy?
I think it's wonderful that we have people that want to do these jobs finally, but I want to point out that you need to know what you're getting into first. And just along that, the deacon's jobs now is 3 pages long. It's not just coming to church on Sunday by any stretch. So if you're willing to commit, because I am so anxious to see all of these places filled, but I don't want to see them just filled with a name that isn't going to do the job. Those of us that have been doing the job for so long know how much time it takes. And if that's what you're ready to commit for, wonderful. But please don't put your name on the line for something you're not truly ready to commit to. I mean, several meetings a month, and don't think that just because things are going to change, it isn't going to be several meetings a month. It will be, just to make the church run the way it should. But please, please, I ask of you, know what you're committing to.
You know, one of the things that I really didn't like at all when I was a deacon, and I was younger, but that was back in the days when we passed the tray for the wine and the grape drink when we used glass. The real glass, I think we still have in the closet probably, instead of the little plastic throwaway cups. So if you were the deacon of the month, you had to take those home and hand wash them in the sink. And it always cut into football time on a Sunday afternoon and washing these little, washing those things. So even the deacons today are pretty easy. You don't have to wash those little cups. Yeah.
Bruce, you got to drink the leftovers.
Nah, don't tell anybody. They probably already know. Yes, Barbara.
Those little glass things are still upstairs in the bathroom.
Yeah. We should bring them back down a few times so everybody can feel the pain, right? Yes, Mr. Lawson.
This is going to come out of the blue, but there's a young lady here who has participated in my wife's therapy. A wonderful young lady. I'm kidding. I nominate Kitty Perella.
Oh, yeah, and she already, somebody beat you to it.
Oh, somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I need my hearing aid. Call the question.
Yeah. So we have how many? We only have 4.
Oh, okay.
So, yes.
I don't know how this works, but Barbara's in New York City, and she's not able to be here, but she had won. No, she did not want to be a deacon. Oh, my God, you're a clinic. No.
You've had conversations with Shirley. I know she was a deacon in many years in the past.
But she's not here, and I don't know that works.
It's unfair to nominate someone who's
that's not here. But you can always appoint, right? We can appoint if there's a vacancy.
Later on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, that's my point. The deacons can appoint Shirley.
So if we do not get 6 members here today, and there's only 5, then there is a process for appointing somebody like a Shirley or Barbara if they accept.
By the bylaws, the deacons could appoint 50.
Yeah, well, there you go. There you have it. Right? So, yes, hold on, Kitty.
I'd like to nominate Felicia Sartell for a deacon.
Here. Second.
Second by Rob.
I'd like to nominate Jay Hadley. I'm sorry, but I must decline. I just cannot put that effort into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have Michelle, we have Peter, Vivian, Kitty, Felicia. Yeah.
I'd like to nominate Rini Cullen.
No, thank you. Maybe after I retire.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yes, Sydney.
Barbara Harlan.
No, okay. Good. Well, what do we have, one vacancy left? Yes, Rob.
If we are going to exactly follow the bylaws, we must have at least 6. We must appoint at least 6.
We're trying.
Yeah, I know. Just to make the point. So we would technically not be legal in the board of
Yeah. But, you know, the way we've been going with nobody, it's, you know, I'm confident that if we only have five coming out of this meeting, that we'll appoint a sixth, because we're heading in the right direction, and that,
sure.
I'm confident. But, you know, if, that being said, we can keep trying to get somebody here right now, Cindy. And she's shaking her head, yes.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Now, I think we have it.
And she's a veteran.
And she's been there before. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, somebody want to make a motion to call the question?
Yes, call the question.
Peter Allen, second by?
Sure.
Hey, yourself? Sure. Yep. All those in favor calling the question signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed by saying nay. We have nominees for the diaconate of Michelle Cohen. Peter Allen, Vivian Wills, Kitty Perullo, Felicia Sartell, and Linda Conley. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed by saying nay. Okay, that's a vote in the affirmative, and I so declare it. Mr. Lawson.
Just a little humor. Having Mrs. Conley, when I was a deacon, she used to bring those delicious little tasters to every meeting.
Good. 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 Okay. Here's an important one here. Not that they're not all important, but this is part of the rebuilding process of the church, is to get to have Christian education for the old as well, but for the children, to get our Christian and our Sunday school going again and get the young folk here. So we have four vacancies. At least four. So do we have any nominees for that? Yes.
Hamilton.
Okay. Yes.
Cindy.
Nothing. No.
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 Did
Pam
agree?
No. No. Cindy did well. Cindy.
Did it ask one?
She just declined. Yeah. Yeah.
Felicia Sartell.
Felicia.
Second.
She's accepting. Good. Second as well. Okay. That's a start. That's one. Viv. Kitty, nominating for Christian Ed.
I'm going to have to decline. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Carol Nichol.
Second.
Ah. Good job. Who was the second? Yes. Betsy?
I second that one.
Second by Bill?
Second.
Christian.
I could volunteer to the children in the Sunday school.
Yep, perfect. Good. Good. Very good. So we have three. We could take another.
She's saying you have four.
It's at least four. We have three.
She
already
died.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would
you
retire?
Yes,
sir.
No. Okay. Decline.
Thank you.
Well, three's better than where we were a couple minutes ago. I thought we were only going to have one, so. Yes, Rob.
I think one of the things that we really need to do over the next year is to grow our membership and bring new blood into the church, welcome the community into the church.
Yes.
And so I think having a few spare committee locations, especially in something as important as Christian Ed, is just fine. So.
Second.
We'll bring them in. Okay, well, I guess I'll accept the motion to call the question. I'm Christian Ed.
So moved.
Heidi.
Second.
Oh, second by Rob. All those in favor calling the question? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? So we have, for Christian Ed, Felicia Sartell, and Kara Nickel, and Bessie Cummings. Yep. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Okay, there you have it. It's a vote in the affirmative, but I so declare it. Missions. At least 3 members, 1-year term. Any nominations from the floor for missions? Yes, Bev. Yeah, I hear you, and I'm sure that's all good, but Sandy, you would question whether in the bylaws that was legal or not. Like, I guess worst case scenario, if we do nominate her and she's not here, we find out it's illegal, then she'd have to just be appointed to the position.
She wrote to me and she...
Yeah. I'm good with that, trying to stick within... Yeah, and I'm good with that. Myself, personally, you can overrule me, just the moderator. I understand if it is in the bylaws, though, that that's not acceptable, worst case scenario would be null and void, and then we'd just appoint her. And that's just me trying to rationalize the whole thing. Peter?
Maybe we don't have to point order. I don't know where that is in the bylaws. I've never seen it. I don't think I'm going to get into it right now, but I just think that should be clarified. I don't think it's in the bylaws that says somebody has to be present.
Correct.
Yeah. And you thought it might be, Sandy? There's a...
No. I did not speak that it had to be in the bylaws. I spoke to it as a moral question, because people have a right to decline, just as people have today. And if you pick somebody out of the air, that's not fair to that person.
I preface this by saying I have it on my text. I've spoken to her personally, and I printed it out. But that's why I just wanted to make sure that I made that clear.
And that makes it a little bit easier to decide. Mm-hmm. And I hear Sandy's point too, so I...
Yeah, I totally understand. I just wanted to make sure I was clear. Yeah.
And so I'm thinking, tell me if I'm stepping my bounds, but that...
Right,
yeah, and that if it's for some reason we find out later that it's not, we can still fix that. Yes, Mr. Lawson.
The Missions Committee is not what a lot of us remember. I think Missions now includes benevolent and scholarship. Can someone explain what the duties of the current mission committee is?
That's correct, Jim.
Can you answer Jim's question, Rob?
Yes, so I can. This goes back to motions as far back as 2011 in annual meetings, and finally, I think, maybe 2 years ago, resolved by a motion to bring what were formerly subcommittees of the trustees into missions, and they include scholarship and benevolent. And by the way, I would serve on missions as a trustees liaison.
Yes, Vicki.
And I think, if I remember, I actually brought that motion to an annual meeting like the year before it was brought, just because we didn't have the numbers. And so it seemed like scholarship and benevolent and missions all seem to be, you know, compatible with each other, and we just don't have the volume of people to fill it all. So I believe it was Linda's first year that those were put into missions. The scholarship and benevolent was put into missions, and so that's what you have now.
It just seems like a good idea.
Yeah.
The benevolent and scholarship committees are appointed by the trustees,
but
they're not elected.
Can I speak to that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just looking here. I'm trying to play catch up because I've been a bad boy and haven't paid attention.
But Linda Hay had a parliamentarian come to the annual meeting, remember? And then they took scholarship and they took benevolent, and it was rolled into missions. So missions did mission work and also did scholarship and benevolent. Now what's happened is, I believe, benevolent has just been kind of paying out to food banks, as it were, under that. But that was my understanding.
It's not in the bylaws, though.
Okay, so but is that, do you remember that as how it
I didn't remember that.
We'll get you.
And that's, I believe, so I should be taking some. And so that's what I believe has been happening. Missions, under missions, it's scholarship and benevolent under when that was put together when Reverend Hay had a parliamentarian, okay. Whether it's the bylaws or not, and we can correct it certainly, but I believe that's how it's been going. Yes, Ernie?
It was that way, but it was never changed in the bylaws.
Correct.
And Jay?
A little history. What we found has been said before is that we had these committees. Originally, we had a benevolent committee. That kind of gone by the wayside. And we also had a scholarship committee, but there was nobody to run the scholarship committee. What happened was that we had a procedure in place where you put your requisition in for a scholarship, and it went to our then administrative assistant, not Emory, but somebody else. And she didn't know what to do with it, so she processed everything. We originally allotted a certain set amount for a scholarship, but she said anybody that put the request in was accepted. All of a sudden, we found we were something like $6,000 to $7,000 over our budget, which immediately the trustees started pulling their hair out. It's one of the reasons mine is your job. At that time, the trustees, for want of something to do, they asked the mission committee, could you please take this over, configure it so we do not go over budget. So that was the request of the trustees at the time. Mm-hmm. I think we've seen with this nominating process how difficult it is to get people to fill all of these jobs. There's a lot of jobs. So in essence, the mission committee has had to take on a lot of these different jobs that used to be separate. And I think that would be more sensible to keep it that way.
Yeah.
Ms. Rowe.
Yeah. Two things. The first is, even though this combination of committees is not quite consistent with the bylaws, there is a way of abiding by the bylaws, and that is that members of the missions committee can also be appointed to the other two committees and they can meet at the same time. And so if we want to be absolutely following the line of law of the bylaws, we just say that we, for example, would rename it the Missions, Benevolent and Scholarship Committee. That solves the problem until we can improve our bylaws that clearly need revision. But there's a legal way of dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Second point, I believe that missions should shift its focus very strongly onto our town and the adjoining towns, and we should have an open meeting of the church community to discuss all the missions activities and try and move the focus towards community. I think that's what we need.
Peter?
Yeah, I think it's very important, and Sandy's point's well made, that the bylaws were not altered. We have a structure for altering bylaws in our bylaws. And what I recommend is that we make a motion before the continued meeting or the continued annual meeting a week beforehand where we alter the bylaws, we make a statement saying we alter the bylaws, which we have to do. We have to make an announcement a week beforehand. And then we can vote on it at the continued meeting that we're going to have with respect to the budget and other things. Very simple procedure. We can vote on combining those missions, all those committees, and have them one. All we need is a two-thirds vote of the congregation.
Thank you.
That just makes sense. I was going to ask you.
I have a draft of that from 2011.
I'm kind of curious to see, and it might be good to review and not write at this time, but what do the minutes of the 2013 annual meeting say when that actually happened? And I think it's commendable that the missions did the work that they did mm-hmm. to set up a new scholarship, and that was my understanding that was something. even meeting minutes. But I do recall, because I was at that meeting, that that definitely was a motion that passed.
Nick?
I'd like to just carry on and let's try to move through this. And So for today's argument, we put missions, benevolent, and scholarship together. If everybody, I guess, can we agree to, to do that?
Okay.
Or nominate each person missions for scholarship and benevolent. I don't know if that...
The subcommittees are appointed by the trustees.
Yes.
Jim Lawson.
They're appointed, they're not elected.
Simple solution. We elect the mission committee based on the way the bylaws describe the mission committee. Then we leave it up to the trustees, and hopefully they'll see fit to name the members of the mission committee, also scholarship and benevolent. I mean, it'll be up to them, but if they decide to do that, no problem. We're looking for lost golf balls right now.
Okay.
Peter?
I'd like to nominate Rob Wills for the missions committee, because we do need how many more? Two more people?
May I second?
Yep, sure. Sandy, yes?
A benevolent committee has to have two trustees on it. So just think of that. I'm just thinking ahead.
Thank you.
Okay. Sydney?
I nominate Marty Heater for admissions.
Marty Heater?
I decline. I've worked hard for 3 years to build the missions program, what it is, and obviously that's not going forward as it has stood, and I decline. I've put in 3 hard years, and I need a break.
I'd like to nominate Vicki for the admissions.
No, I'm
going
to actually respect
the
decline,
I think if we've already got a husband and wife, it's better.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Yep. Decline.
I'm so glad you made it out of retirement.
We know you love kids, just for the short period of time. Yeah. Okay, so we had the motion was by Steve for Maureen. Who seconded that?
Second.
Second by Peter L. So we have. And we have at least three.
Yeah.
So do we have a fourth, or should we move forward and vote on these three?
I'd like to nominate Michelle Cohen.
Michelle Cohen?
Second.
I second.
Second by Peter Allen. Mm-hmm. So now we have four. Yes, Sydney. Some very good praise there, though.
Thank you.
So we have our four. Okay. So Barbara Thorngren. Yeah. Robert Wills. Maureen Cullinan. Michelle Cohen. All those in favor of calling the question, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. All in favor of our four nominees, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, it's a vote in the affirmative, and I so declare it. How are we doing with time?
15 minutes.
Yep. Okay. Pastor Parish Relations. Three members. staggered 3-year terms. I don't know how that works. I guess one would be a 1-year term, one would be a 2-year term, one would be a 3-year term. That makes sense, if it's supposed to be a staggered. So nominees, and then specify if it's a 1-year, 2-year, or 3-year term that you're actually being nominated for. Yes? If you're okay with that, I like that idea.
Yeah.
Yep, sure would be.
Okay, I nominate Vicki Miller.
Yes, I accept.
Yep.
I second.
Second by Betty. Betsy?
I vote my name.
Yes, Peter.
I nominate Sydney Thomas.
Sydney?
She accepts.
She does?
Second.
Is there a second?
Rob
second. Okay, do we have a third? Kitty?
I'd like to nominate Virginia Wells for this job.
Second.
I could do the 1 year.
Yeah.
So you're going to...
So
you're going to purposely grab a short straw out of the hat. So we have three, and we need three.
I just wanted to speak on one thing. I had been with a little trepidation, but Reverend Schulte will know more about this, but I've been in conversation with Reverend Tim Wildman to work on the missions group that is working with the state conference on pastor parish relation committees and working with all of the congregations in the state on developing their guidelines and stuff like that. So I just thought I'd throw that in there. If it's acceptable to the state conference, that's Bruce Kinney and Tim Wildman and myself. I know that we're three people working on that. Just thought I'd let you know. Don't be calling me.
So we have three nominees, at least three. Not at least, just three. And we have our three nominees. So,
could you
name statement, please? Vicki Miller, Sydney Thomas, and Vivian Wills for the short straw. Yeah. entertain a motion to call the question. Call the question, Michelle? Yep.
Second.
Seconded by Donna Quinn. All those in favor calling the question signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Our three nominees for the pastor parish relations. All those in favor of the three nominees, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, it's a vote in the affirmative, and I so declare it. Delegates are appointed by the council. Stewardship, at least three members, again, staggered 3-year terms. And we have three vacancies. Yes, Peter. We have Rob Wills. We have a second.
A second.
Seconded by Viv. Two more vacancies on stewardship.
Peter Allen.
Steve Cullen nominates Peter Allen.
Accept.
He accepts. Second? Second by Maureen.
I'd like to nominate Milan Dollar.
Milan?
No, I have to say no.
Decline. Do we have one more? Yes, Vivian. Seconded by Donna Quinn. Kitty?
I accept.
You accept it. That's because your mom seconded it. Good girl. Listen to mom.
It wasn't seconded by Peter?
No, it was Donna Quinn. Yep.
Oh, sorry.
Yep. So we have three?
Yes.
Do we have any other nominees for the floor?
Yes.
could you give the name?
I'm going to. Yep, I sure am. Yep. Rob Wills, Peter Allen, Katie Perillo. This is for stewardship. I'll accept the motion to call the question. Kate Dean, seconded by Michelle Cohen. All those in favor calling the question signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All those in favor of the three nominees for the stewardship, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? That's a vote in the affirmative, and I so declare it. Okay. Building and grounds. Three members, 2-year terms.
That's an appointed.
And that is appointed by trustees. Yep. I'm just kind of reading it down the list, so I apologize for that. And benevolent. Again, is
appointed.
Flower committee. There is a 3 members, 1-year term. It says 3 members. Yeah, 3 members. Yes, Pip.
I nominate if she would accept Donna Quinn.
You have a second?
Second.
Second by Peter Allen. Donna accepts.
Yeah.
Michelle?
I nominate Priscilla
Weston.
Second.
Okay, Ms. Priscilla?
She smiled.
She, with the, yeah, with the one caveat, she does not want to be chairman. Vicky.
I'd like to nominate Betsy Cummings.
Betsy Cummings. We have a second.
Second.
Second by Michelle. So we have our three. Any others? Okay, so our three.
Call the question.
Donna Quinn, Priscilla Weston, and Betsy Cummings. Yeah, thank you. All those in favor calling the question signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed by saying nay. And our three nominees, all those in favor of our three nominees for flower, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed by saying nay. It's a vote in the affirmative, and I so declare it. Historian. 1 member, 1-year term.
Obviously, Barbara Holling.
Yeah. Yes, I think it was Donna Quinn that seconded it. Well, all three of you in unison, but yeah. I think, yeah, she accepted. Yeah. I don't think she had a choice, did you? I'll accept the motion to call the question. Yeah, all those in favor, call the question, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. All those in favor of Barbara for historian, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed by saying nay. That's a vote in the affirmative, and I so declare it. Nominating. 3 members, 1-year term. Nominating committee.
I nominate Kate Dean.
Kate Dean. Peter Allen. Kate Dean. We have a second.
I would second that.
Viv's
nodding.
Did
she?
Okay. She said yes. Yeah. Viv, you good. Second. Yep. Nominating?
Yep. I nominate Felicia Sartell.
Second.
Felicia. She will accept it, seconded by Peter Allen. Okay.
I don't think Michelle Allen. No, never mind.
No. Okay. 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 Yeah. Do we have a third? Nominating committee. Sydney said yes. Do we have a second? Second, Peter Allen said. If we have our three, is there a fourth? Hearing none, I'll accept the motion to call the question. Yeah, actually, before I do that, so our three candidates are Kate Dean, Felicia Sartell, and Sydney Thomas. All those in favor calling the question signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All those in favor of our three nominees for nominating committee, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? That's a vote in the affirmative, and I so declare it. Music. 3 members, 1-year term. Yes, Peter.
Nominate Steve Collin.
Second.
Who said that?
Well,
obviously not a trained musician, but he might be able to bring in a different instrument. So I would accept
it. Yeah.
talk about the guitar? Yeah. I like that. Yeah, Rob seconded, yes. So, and Steve accepted. And Sydney.
I nominate Sydney, who had somebody who had a music background and who was perfect for that committee.
Yeah. I nominate Vivian.
Vivian.
Second.
Seconded by Peter Allen.
Did she accept it?
She accepted, yep. We heard it this morning.
By reputation, I think she would be a wonderful addition.
Do you have a second?
I'll say
second, Vicky?
Yes.
Yep, Vicky, second it. Kate, are you accepting?
Joy.
Kate, did she accept? Yes, she did.
Don't ask her.
Yeah. Well, we have three. Okay. Well, I'll accept the motion to call the question. All in favor of calling the question signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed by saying nay. Okay. Our three candidates are Steve Cullen, Vivian Wills, Kate Dean. All those in favor of our three nominees for music signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed by saying nay. That's a vote in the affirmative, and I so declare it. Scholarship is appointed.
Ladies,
Cradle Roll Superintendent. One member.
We don't have any children anymore, so it's irrelevant.
The Cradle Roll. Yes,
but can I speak to that? It might not right now, but we might. I think we are hopeful that we're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But what does it do? What is it?
Sandy, can you explain?
It has to do with babies born into the church. They're invited. They invite the parents to choose if they would like their child enrolled in the Cradle Roll, which is the step before being old enough to go to Sunday school.
In the bylaws, a Cradle Roll superintendent shall keep records of all the children baptized in the church. These children shall remain on the Cradle Roll until they reach the age of five. A written report of the year's work shall be presented at the annual meeting.
You won't have anything to do.
Do we have a second?
I was just kind of wondering, because of the clerk needing to also be responsible for recording events such as births, I don't know if it would be appropriate to nominate Michelle.
Yes,
would you?
The same position. I mean, roll that into.
So was it Peter that made the nomination? Would you draw your nomination of Vicky?
No, I'll draw the nomination.
Then you're going to nominate Vicky?
I'm going to nominate Michelle.
or Michelle, I mean? Yeah, you're Vicky. Yeah. Seconded by Peter Allen. Okay. Anybody else interested in that position? Seems like we got it.
Oh, no, I withdraw.
Yeah. Somebody called the question? Jim Lawson called the questions. Seconded by Rob. All those in favor calling the question signify by saying aye. All opposed. For the position of Cradle Roll Superintendent, Michelle Cohen, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed by saying nay. That's a vote in the affirmative, and I so declare it. Now that completes the list that I was given.
Ladies, I think should be clarified first.
Ladies Aid is not an elected position. It simply means that someone who is in the Ladies' Aid is designated by the Ladies' Aid to be a liaison with the church and part of the council.
So defined.
So the person, because the Ladies' Aid is made up of people who are not members. However, in order to be a liaison to the church, you have to be a member.
Yes, Peter.
Clarify, that's Article 8 in bylaws. That's very true. It does state
Yeah, I can
read that.
Would you like me to read it real quick?
I
my laws, would read it, or are we okay with it?
We don't have to go there because
yeah, okay.
It's an appointed position.
Yeah. Okay, so that being said, did we miss?
It's 1:30.
We've got them all?
Yes,
Mr. Lawson.
Mr. Lawson.
Jim.
Since I so cleverly avoided any committee due to my current circumstances, if the trustees and see fit, I would appreciate being appointed to the building and grounds group with Steve. And so I just want to let that be known that I didn't avoid everything.
Thank you.
Want that in the minutes?
I would just like to have that in the minutes, so Jim would consider being appointed to the grounds, building it as a grounds.
Mr. Moderator, I wonder if anyone else at this meeting would like to put their name forward at this time to submit it to the trustees, to the new board.
For building. Mm-hmm.
If we are both accepted, we would have two, and it'd be great to have a third.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
It was Richard? Is Richard on?
Yes, but Richard did resign.
He did resign, okay. Yes, Rob.
Move that we adjourn the meeting until Sunday afternoon, 1 week from today. Oh, is it not Sunday? Should we make it 2 weeks? Oh, that would be Easter.
So next Sunday is Palm Sunday, if everybody's okay with that, right?
Yes.
Palm Sunday. I'm available. And what would that date be? April 3rd?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that date as well, I think, myself. I'm just going through my schedule in my head. I'm okay with that.
So, Bruce, in that the main topic of the continued meeting would be budget, we should also ask for a meeting of trustees prior to that, perhaps the Wednesday before, that the trustees could organize a date that would be acceptable to them all.
I feel that would help the meeting flow very much smoother than it could if you didn't.
That doesn't have to be discussed today.
But it could be discussed, yeah.
Okay.
So move to adjourn until April 3.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Peter. Jim Lawson, second. A motion to adjourn, to continue this meeting to Sunday, April 3rd, immediately after church services. All those, I have a motion to call the question.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Mr. Culler, move the question. All those in favor, call the question, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. The question is to move the meeting to April 3rd. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. That's a vote in the affirmative. And I so declare it, and we'll see you on April 3rd.
Thank you.
Good job, Bruce.
Good job.
Good job,
yes.
Good job, Bruce.
Good job,
Amber.